Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. We're still forking out hefty amounts on housing across southern Queensland. According to Domain, the rental market in the South Burnett has seen an increase of 20.4% on the March 2023 quarter. The average home currently setting renters back around $548 a week. But spokesperson Dr. Nicola Powell says there are signs the rental market is slowing down.
When you look at some of those LGAs, it is diverse. You know, we've got Noosa LGA, house rents have fallen 2.5% over the last 12 months versus South Burnett, which is up just over 20% over the last year.
The Darling Downs has recorded 23 confirmed flu cases this month as a new flu vaccine becomes available for the first time in Australia. The cell-based vaccine has an advantage over traditional flu vaccines by better matching viruses that are actually circulating in the community. Immunologist Dr. Julian Bayliss says there's still a few misconceptions about the flu jab.
You can't get the flu from a flu vaccine. None of the flu vaccines that are available in Australia contain the flu virus in its entirety.
To floods, flood warnings are still in place for the Boulogne, Condamine and Maranoa rivers. The Warrego River is expected to peak at 9.9 metres today, although major flooding at Shurat is easing. The Warrego water level is currently 7.95 metres. That's steady at 2.44 above the weir. And one of Warwick's biggest retail precincts has sold for nearly $13 million. It's the largest regional Queensland price tag seen in the past 18 months on similar buildings. Colliers sold the Warwick Home and Life Centre on Albion Street to a Victorian-based private investor. The 3,000 square metre site is home to tenants including BCF, Pet Barn and Doctors & Co, who are the last to open their doors.